8:11 now on this Tuesday. Beautiful day. Dare I say, spring has sprung and stuck around for a while, but I implore you to think wintertime just for a little bit here as we welcome Darla Gaskell on the phone. Operation Christmas Child. First of all, Darla, how are you enjoying this fine Tuesday morning?
I'm enjoying a nice cup of coffee in the sunshine.
You and me both. Do you put any creamer in your coffee or do you go straight black bean coffee?
Oh, sorry. Creamer.
I have to. Don't feel bad. You're part of the creamer club. Don't feel bad at all. I have to do it as well. But you know what? We're thinking colder months. I know it's warm out, but you guys have a big thing going up this weekend, Saturday. It is the homegrown and homemade, kind of a big fundraiser for Operation Christmas Child. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, this year we tried to do something different. We set a lofty goal of 1,000 boxes, which would be $10,000. For mailing those 1,000 boxes for Operation Christmas Child. And so we were looking for some different fundraising projects, and we decided to do something that was like baked goods, crafts, and plants.
All the good stuff. And we were talking off the air, baked goods like my favorite cookies, and you said maybe even a pie or two will show up.
Right. I'm sure there'll be things like puppy chow, and I know some people are just bringing fresh rhubarb so people can make their own goodies, but lots of different baked goods, rolls. I think there's, you're going to be even a place to sit down if you want to enjoy some.
If I want to sit down with my pie and a fork, I could eat it right there on site.
You could.
Let's talk about, you mentioned the lofty goal of all those boxes. For folks who aren't familiar with Operation Christmas Child, kind of remind us what this program is all about.
Okay. The program is the boxes, a simple shoebox size gift that goes to a child somewhere in the world. We don't know where they'll end up when we first pack them, but it is the only gift they get for Christmas, whatever fits in that shoebox, along with they get some. Like Sunday school materials, like teaching to help introduce them to Jesus and God.
Gotcha. And then these kind of go all over the world, you say? So with the cost of postage and everything going up, I'm assuming the cost of just about everything around that box has gone up too.
Correct. $10 to mail the box. And then, hopefully a lot of individuals donate the contents of the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And those get packed, a lot of them, at our church. And so we just decided we wanted to go big this year and hopefully be able to mail 1,000 boxes.
Absolutely. Darla Gaskell on the phone with us, Operation Christmas Child. Now, this goes Saturday, 8 to 11. Where specifically, and we talked a little bit about this off the air, it's a host site, but it's not just kind of limited to the host site, you were telling me.
We're at 308 South Wayne, so that would be Dean and Jackie Sherman's house, which is right next to the pumpkin patch for people that are more familiar with that.
Okay, gotcha.
So everything is going to be there, all the crafts, all the baked goods, all the plants. People can come check out everything.
And do you kind of have a rough idea of like what things are going to cost? Obviously, results may vary and stuff like that.
Right. I think the plants maybe will be about $5, maybe more if it's something large that someone's worked hard on. The baked goods, I don't know. We do that every month at church, so I think there's usually something for $1, and then pies obviously would be much more than that. And the crafts, God, just depends on what size it is.
Mm-hmm.
We have some beautiful things donated. So I think in some cases, people have priced those that donated them.
Gotcha. So if for some reason, Darla, somebody can't make it Saturday from 8 to 11 out there at Dean and Jackie's, how can they help you guys out?
Well, they could donate something if they had a plant they wanted to donate. Like maybe they have a hosta they would like to get rid of, or a daylily, or an inside house plant. They want to bake something to donate it. Or they are a crafty person, which I am not. But, there are so many people that are, if they wanted to donate. I know we've had several donations from people already to be in the sale. Or they could come learn about, you know, later donate to Operation Christmas Child. There'll be several other opportunities at our church coming up.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. Is there like a website or like a Facebook page people can keep up to date with you guys?
Well, I know right now there is a page on Facebook about the homemade and homegrown, about that, but I don't think we have anything else going on right now.
Okay, gotcha. Well, most people do Facebook anyway, so no,
right.
No need to make extra work for yourself because you're going to be busy setting up tables and stocking cookies and puppy chow again. Remind everybody when and where this is so we can put it on our calendars.
Yes. It is Saturday, May 20th. It's from 8 to 11, and it's at 308 South Wayne, right next to the pumpkin patch.
Awesome. Operation Christmas Child, the homegrown and homemade sale. Looking forward to that. Darla, always good to talk to you, and you tell everybody over there hi for us, okay?
All right. Thank you.
There you go. There goes Darla Gaskill with us, our first guest of the day this morning, talking about Operation Christmas Child and, again, that big fundraiser Saturday from 8 to 11 there at South Wayne Street next to Sherman's Pumpkin Patch. We'll remind you as we get closer on our community message board.